We're back. Listen, I am remote. I am out of the office. I apologize. Please let me know if you can see me or hear me okay. And I'm not even in my normal time zone. But this is Digital Dealer Live. And that's okay because Ty is in Florida live. And I am remote live, and we're going to try to put a show together. Actually, there's a lot of news. I think the industry news is going to be a strong segment tonight. But I want you to do this. First, I want you to feel welcome. Please do feel welcome. Please do say hello in the live chat. I know there's not. Again, this is Digital Dealer. Okay, thank you. Ty, we're good? Okay, good. That's awesome. You'll see it here in a second. Okay, cool. Thank you. Thanks for letting me know. Please do say hello. Feel welcome. We're going to go into the live chat here in a minute. We're going to say hello, and I want to hear from you. You know, and this came up today. We were live at Digital Dealer. Why should you be a Digital Dealer if you're in auto transport? Well, we're going to talk about that. That's a really good question, and there's a really good answer. We're going to go into industry news at the quarter hour. We have a lot of news, lots of interesting news happened today. So we're going to be talking about that. And then, of course, at the 45-minute mark, we're going to catch up with Ty live in Tampa at Digital Dealer. So we do have a lot of great stuff lined up. Please do feel free to share this link. Let somebody know, you know what? Yeah, we're in auto transport, but these guys are Digital Dealer Live, and they're not the only transportation guys at Digital Dealer Live. Why is that? Why go? What am I missing? Well, we're going to tell you that too. If you don't know what's happening, and whether you're a shipper, a carrier, a driver, a dispatcher, a broker, tech company, insurance, you can go to the website, click on sign up, talk to Ty. You know what? Forget that sign up button stuff. 417-483-2764. Let's make it easy. Just send Ty a text. I put his phone number. Yeah, Ty, I put your phone number in the live chat. I hope that's okay. Because people might contact you and ask you questions, buddy. So let's do this. Right after, I'm gonna do this. And then right after this, we're going to go into the live chat. And again, you know what? We know we are testing people's patience. It is the Car Shipping Business Channel, and we have wandered out of the gate. We've gone way beyond just car pullers and straps. We're talking about the whole automotive industry, which is, you know, you'd think that there'd be more of a thirst for the automotive industry information since everything is changing, but I suppose there'll be just a lot of binge watching of what happened and then just trying to catch up. That's all right. If you're here with ATI, we're going to talk about what's happening now. Hey, what's up, Rich? Rich Levine is here. I'll tell you what, we'll go into the live chat right after this, so stick around.
Everybody wants to be part of a bigger story. Auto transport is a vital part of that story. Vehicle reconditioning starts when your transport arrives at the dealership. The story starts with you. For our auto retail customers, as yours, full satisfaction.
Rapid Recon transparent communication through vehicle reconditioning software. Rapid Recon reconditioning management is more important than ever before, especially as we see older vehicles entering the dealer's lot that, you know, Maybe the dealer wasn't interested in that 175,000 mile Kia. Well, they are now, and you're going to need better reconditioning, faster reconditioning, decision making, and communication and transparency to make sure that everything runs smoothly. Thank you, Rapid Recon. Actually, Rapid Recon is going to be on next Tuesday night. That's going to be a great show. Let's jump into the live chat. Wow, the live chat really is going crazy tonight. Ty is 3 of the 5 live chats so far. Rich and I, we don't even match Ty's level of communication and transparency. That's okay. I think that sums it up for Digital Dealer. Which again, we're going to talk about. Okay, good. Rich says, for those of us who are not at Digital Dealer, what are we missing? I'm so glad you said that, because what we've learned through the automotive trade shows that we keep adding to our roster, 3 years ago, we were like, well, we'll go to a couple. Now we're like, ah, let's go to like a dozen. Now, not everybody can do that. There's no way you have the time. It's constant planning for the next one. Obviously, there's a cost involved. If you're at a show, you're probably not making money, although that's the catch. How do you build a client base? How do you network and grow your business? Do you do that in the transport parking lot? Yes. But the clients are going to the transport parking lot less than before. So now, how do you network with them? How do you learn about what's happening? It's at the trade shows. And so we are going to the trade shows. And so, to answer your question, instead of just, that's another thing, we're not, this is not infomercial lip service. There's plenty of that to go around. Digital Dealer features new dealer tech. That's number one. And then also strategies of how to integrate with other aspects of the verticals. Because for the dealers, yeah, life is changing when it comes to OEMs. The OEMs are not shoving as many vehicles down the dealers' throats as before. And that's good. Maybe that's good. But now they have the reverse problem. Not enough inventory. Where do we get our inventory? And now we're looking at aging inventory. And now we're looking at digital auto auctions. And that does affect the auto transport industry, whether they talk about it or not. Or maybe they don't talk about the auctions, but then they go, the transporters go back to the OEMs. Wait a minute. If OEMs aren't packing dealerships with new cars anymore, then I guess we don't need all those nine cars that we had running constantly to fill that lot. What are we going to do? Now, how much more deadheading do we have? Not to mention fuel's gone up, et cetera. So at shows like this, we get the opportunity to talk to dealers about some of these issues from a transportation's perspective. And there you go. Super Dispatch is here. What's happening, Super Dispatch? Oh, and Truckify, what's up, Moosey? Cool. Thanks for tuning in and checking in and saying hello. What do you, let's say you could go to Digital Dealer, and we're going to keep talking about what's happening at Digital Dealer. But let's say you could be there. What would you ask a dealer about what you're thinking about, what affects your business, right? And we were at AHA last week with AHA, okay, Auto Haulers Association of America. What affects a transport business owner and what affects a transport business driver? It's separate things. There's some overlap, cost, time, deadheading, fuel, but owners are really focused on driver retention. And drivers, right, want to make sure that they're with the company that's going to pay them the best and appreciate them. Meanwhile, do dealers realize the level of problems that auto transport businesses are dealing with? And that's one of the things that I think is important about bringing transportation conversation to the dealer is listen, you can't spend the same $100 a car that you did 10 years ago. Things have changed so much. We can't do it for $100. We just can't. And if you insist on it, well, then you're going to have to find somebody else. And this brings up the Central Dispatch conversation. Who wants to talk about Central Dispatch with a dealer at Digital Dealer? Ty and I are going to talk about that too. And I'm not bashing. I'm just talking about the news. There's plenty of bad news to go around. And there's bad news for Central Dispatch when it comes to if you're a digital dealer and you ask a dealer, what do you think about Central Dispatch? They're either going to say, it's fine, I use it, or they're going to say, I hate it. Do you have another load board that I could use? What's your carrier network? That is actually happening. That's not even speculation. Hey, what's going on? Super Dispatch making martinis in the super chat. Thank you so much. This is for the conference fund. If you're a digital dealer and see that Super Dispatch logo, come say hello and let us buy you a drink. We'd love to hear about your business. There you go. That's what networking's all about. And networking isn't a simple process. Just like when they market a movie, there's the billboards, there's the TV ads, there's the print ads. You want to be everywhere. So right on, Super Dispatch in the live chat, also at the live show, and other places online, social media. I saw a great use of TikTok today, earlier for a business and tying the business to the Digital Dealer Show, using TikTok. Awesome, man. Media, you know, everywhere you go, you're the media, an aspect of media, any form of media participates in your thought process, what you're talking about, whether it's mainstream or total off mainstream or niche. Anyways, I don't have to go on and on about it, but I'm really excited that I love that we're dedicating this show to Digital Dealer. Also, shout out to Emerald for giving us access to Digital Dealer. If you've got a trade show that you want to learn more about or something you think we should be a part of, let us know. Absolutely. And Rich Levine, I will take a virtual drink. Ty can tell you about my biz, so buy him the drink. There you go. All right, I'll tell you what we got to do is that is the live chat for now. We got plenty of industry news. Ty knows that he's up next. Thanks again, Super Dispatch, for your super chat. We'll keep the super chat open all night, and thank you for your support. All right, cool. Here we go. Let's go to this. And you want to talk about auto transport business quoting, pricing. That's another thing that Digital Dealer is. When the dealers have their website and their technology where they want it, right? Retail and wholesale happening through the website. They're looking for accurate transport pricing with the click of a button. Here we go.
How much time are you spending manually pricing out leads every day that are coming in 24/7? Can you really afford to be pricing all day and night? Time is money in the auto transport business. Everyone knows how crucial it is to respond as fast as you can with an accurate quote. Usually the customer is right in front of their computer, and there's no better moment than in the moment or right now. All potential customers can now get an instant, accurate quote at your website and book the job right then and there. Sound too good to be true? I bet you're thinking, I can't trust an auto quoter to price my jobs. Think again. Transport Auto Quoter is by far the leading auto quoting software on the market and the only auto quoter with a pro version that comes preset with accurate pricing for anywhere in the US. So you don't have to worry about it. With our easy to use cloud-based interface and pre-scripted plugins to sites like uship.com and the QuotesTR platform, you can customize real-time routes and pricing with just a simple click of your mouse. The best part is that no change with your current software is needed. Just plug TAQ in and start booking jobs. Carriers can easily plug TAQ into their current websites and start making money right away. I bet you're wondering how we do this instantly and accurately 24/7. Well, constant analytics is the key. Our PriceWatch team is constantly monitoring current market conditions, paying close attention to seasonal and quick-moving industry changes. At the end of the day, it takes a lot of time and data to maintain good pricing, time that most of us just don't have on a daily basis. So free yourself up. Using TAQ Pro is really a no-brainer. Save time and money, maximizing your leads and optimizing your online investments. You'll finally be able to sleep well at night knowing that TAQ is on the job selling for you 24/7. Never missing a potential job.
So you need an auto shipping quote and broker software you can trust. Do you know how many dealers at Digital Dealer would be interested in learning more about that? And that is why you network live at the shows. You have the booth, you can give a demo, you can walk around and talk. Actually, we do, Ty and I believe in separate and conquer. Somebody stays at the booth and somebody walks around and says hello to everybody that didn't want to stop by the booth. Because there's definitely folks that, you know, they're like, I don't really want to go to the booth. I don't want to get roped in. I don't want to be there for 30 minutes. I'm going to miss my meeting. I'm going to miss that general session, whatever it is. So we're here to help and we want to talk about, we love talking about trade shows and it's working. You know why we keep talking about it? Because it's working. It's working. All right. Let's go into industry news. Okay. So this is now it's going to be a little bit goofy. All right. Again, cause I'm remote. Like, where am I? Okay. Well, I'm remote. Okay. It's still Tuesday Nights Live and this is Digital Dealer Tampa 2022 show number 241 in a row. So let's get into what's going on. Okay, so we went live. We went live today, earlier today at Digital Dealer. We're going to go live again tomorrow morning. Actually, we've got an interview set up with Tim Cox of Car Now. That's a big company, and they've been doing the retail, online dealer retail and merchandising for years before many of their competitors got into the loop. They were doing it a long time ago. It's kind of like there was digital auto auctions, right? Digital auto auctions is not a brand new thing, but for so long, it was a minor component of what was seen as a viable industry option. Well, that online piece is everything now. Obviously, COVID drove that hammer home. We love talking about the trade shows. We're not going to stop talking about trade shows. We're going to lose viewers because we don't stop talking about trade shows. That's okay. I mean, I don't want to lose any viewers, but I know that, you know, listen, if you're in the trenches, if this is like day 50 of what's to become a million, you know, you're so busy just trying to get that guy to answer the phone so you can deliver the car. You don't have time for this, but I will tell you, whoever's working on business strategy should pay attention to what we're talking about here. Industry news is, man, right on. So here we go. And by the way, I want to say this too. People do send me emails. You know, you see the views, and they may or may not make sense to you. I don't know. But, you know, every time there's a big story, I get a bunch of emails. And that means that this is a viable news source. People recognize that. So that's the good news. All right. Well, Digital Dealer is a combination. It's the intersection of dealers and services in the industry ecosystem on behalf of so many other services. I mean, OEMs, this definitely affects new vehicle production in the eyes of the dealer. Shippers, brokers, carriers, the cars, the loads themselves. Also sprinkle in some auction stuff on ATI, front of the store, back of the store. You heard it here first. We were at Auto Haulers Association of America last week. We, again, great networking. And now that's what's cool. So, right, this show, Ty's meeting dealers. Who did he meet last week? TransAuto is a auto transport business. Lore Trailers, right? You've heard of Lore Trailers. There's Joe Bercari of Midwestern. Fabian was with, I think he was also with Lore Trailers. Then Renee Soto, I believe, of Texas Auto Haul, another auto transport business owner. And then on the right, I forgot some of these names. There's been so much going on, but she's with Bill Fralick Insurance. Bill Fralick Insurance, which is a sponsor of Auto Haulers Association, specializes in mid to large nationwide auto transport business insurance. Bill Fralick Insurance is definitely a company you want to get in touch with if you're a nationwide auto transporter. We took photos and did social media coverage for Auto Haulers Association of some of their panels. Happy to do that. And again, Joe Bercari was in sessions with us and just really appreciate it. If you want to get tapped into what we're doing at trade shows, if you see something coming up and you hear us talking about it, send in me an email, autotransportintel@gmail.com. Say hello in the live chat. Shout out to Guy Young. Guy is a coordinator in charge of Auto Haulers Association of America meetings. Thank you, Guy, for the media access. And he also shared, I sent him the links after the show, and he shared that. And so we're happy to be working with Auto Haulers Association of America. And we were live in Atlanta. That was last week. So this week, we're live at Digital Dealer, live in Tampa, Florida. And this is all, you know, I'm just going to keep saying it, Digital Dealer. But number one, awareness is the first aspect in marketing. So if we're building awareness in the transportation community, I'll take a ding on that one. And Ty caught up with, there's Don Brady. He's loading out of the van, getting ready for the show. Caught up with Dana and Jeremy of Pre-Owned Auto Logistics. And Michelle of Ship Your Car Now. She's going to be on next Friday. She's our special guest next Friday on Cars on the Move with another shipper toolkit. That is so cool. There's Brian Kramer talking about the metaverse. Brian Kramer was on what was that, 2 weeks ago on Tuesday night, blowing our minds, selling cars through the metaverse. Oh my gosh. There's the pre-owned auto logistics guys, Dana, Jeremy, and Kevin. Shout out to you guys at Digital Dealer. See, they work in auto transport and they're a Digital Dealer. Why are there transportation business owners at Digital Dealer? Because those are your future clients. Whether you go through an auction, you're dealing with a consigner, how does the car get sold to the general public? It's called a dealer. And in fact, we went live. Check this out, Ty. We were live today. And Dana said, send an email. And he put his email address out there. Was it info@palmoves.com? And Auto Transport, everything you need to know, has already emailed them to join their carrier network. How cool is that? So listen, and that's part of it too, man. You know, we realize, you know, waiting the 45 days to get signed up with Central, well, that's crazy. But once you're on there, you know, you're on the wheel and you're just, you know, you're on the wheel. Well, you know, break the wheel, as they said in show. All right, Danny at VinQ, he was on the show. He's a friend of ATI. He's a digital dealer, and he's a dealer that we know. Ship Your Car Now is that digital dealer. In fact, here, John Robertson, he had a session, earlier today? All right, here it is. How do you painlessly integrate car shipping? Anybody have that answer? Does anybody know? Does anybody want to talk about how to painlessly integrate car shipping? You're darn right. John's talking about it. There he is. He's talking about it. What if you could, leveraging ATI, reach more people about your business? Gosh, that's a great idea. Dealer day supply inventory. This was a statistic from Auto Haulers Association of America. I know the dealers are talking about this stuff. How about cryptocurrency at a dealership? Anybody care? Anybody want to talk about that? It's interesting because more dealerships are beginning to accept it as payment for a vehicle. Yep. Digital Dealer has a party tonight. So I think we're going to catch Ty at the, well, that party. Oh, I guess the party already started, Ty. Party started. Carvana stuff. All right. Carvana stock. We talked about this last week. It's down. And stock plunge was no secret in the news. So and when we hit industry news part two right after the break, we're going to be talking about Carvana. There's some big, big, big Carvana news today. So let's do this. Send me an email, autotransportintel@gmail.com. Let me know how we can help you. This is how you get your car shipping business news. It's on ATI. I don't know where else. I mean, you can read it. I find it too. But to save you time, I condense it. And we do it every Tuesday night. So we got something we definitely think you want to hear about. If you haven't already heard the Carvana news, stick around because right after this, we've got that. All right. It's time for Are You a Car Shipping Guru? Now, I am... As I said, I am remote live. I have no idea if you can hear that drum roll or what it sounds like. We're going to give it a shot anyways. Here we go. Question one. New and used car business professionals attending Digital Dealer this week are looking for easy and accurate car shipping quote integration, such as Transport Auto Quoter by Superflow Systems, for customers seeking simple end-to-end retail solutions. All right. Well, so you should definitely be able to get this one. Oh, look at this. And bing, TAQ for your instant auto quoting needs. Thank you, Mark. I don't have my martini shaker with me. Otherwise, I'd make you a martini. Or rather, it looks like you're making martinis in the super chat. Thank you, Mark. Thank you so much. And it's a great question, Larry. Because dealers looking for easy car shipping quote integration at Digital Dealer? And by the way, let's say you don't have the software. What if you could talk to dealers about your business and about how to get them the quotes they're looking for? Oh, Rich has the answer. It's true. Now we do the answers. Well, you know what? We don't have dispatching live this week. So, and I didn't bring the answers. That's okay. That's all right. We're going to get through this. This will be fun. All right, here we go. Question two. What is the most appropriate carrier pay amount to ship a 1976 Chevy El Camino from Tampa, Florida to Los Alamitos, California? 950, 1030, 1305, 1620, Tampa to California? Chevy El Camino, 1976. Well, it has to be 1620. That's just all there is to it. It has to be. Jay says it's 1620. I mean, that's the highest number on there. Has to be. Hey, what's up, Carlos Braxton? How you doing, buddy? Thanks for tuning in. Carlos, dude, let's say you were at Digital Dealer. By the way, what's Digital Dealer? Well, it's dealers. And they're talking about digital technology. And they obviously are talking about transportation, right? They are. Okay. So, if you were at Digital Dealer and you could ask a dealer a question, what would it be? And if you don't have one, make one up. Help me out. No, I'm serious though, but that's what me and Ty are talking about is we got to get transportation proactively talking to dealers about the businesses working together. It can't be all just griping about rates and stuff, which we know is valid, but there's gotta be, and here, I asked a question today when we were live with Pre-Owned Auto Logistics. What did dealers want to talk to transporters about? Let's say a transporter could make it to Auto Haulers. Let's say a dealer was at Auto Haulers America. What would a dealer ask a transport business? Question three. Oh, is it the same one? Well, shoot. You know, we all get busy. But the answer is true. All right, there we go. All right. You know what I'll do here? Let me see if I can find the answer to... can I find it? I don't even think I can find it. Being remote like this is insane. Actually, I'm going to find it. Here it is. The answer is... Answer... What question? Was that question... Oh, that was question two. So answer to question two. Oh, it is, oh my gosh, it's 10:30. Wow. Wow. That's crazy. Let's find the answer to question three. Oh, it is true. Okay, good. All right, cool. Wow, that is insane. Can you believe? There you go. There's your question for your dealer. How in the world can it be only $1,000 to move a car from Florida to California in today's cost, supply chain, chip shortage, COVID, stock market plunging craziness? How? That is crazy. There you go. There's your talking point. Okay. All right, question four. Here we go. What is the most appropriate carrier pay amount to ship a 2020 Jaguar F-Pace from Sunrise Beach, Missouri to Oakmont, PA? Boy, it's tough now. It's not $1,595. I don't believe that. I'm going to go with $895. What would you do it for? Oh, it's a Jag, dude. It's a Jag. What would you say? How? Let's say you're a digital dealer, and the guy's got a Jaguar F-Pace, and he literally wants to go from Sunrise Beach, Missouri, and to Oakmont, PA, and he only wants to pay $570. What do you say? You know? What are you going to do? Nothing? Just hit the boo button? I don't even know if you can hear that. Oh, thank you, Candy. Boots on the ground team for port-related-ish, port life. Yeah, so we got, Candy, we got that, what was it? We got an email from a guy in Dubai looking for work in auto export. I don't know. I don't know. But send in the emails, autotransportintel@gmail.com. So you'd say F off. Yeah, right, exactly. Larry, no, I'm not booing Larry, by the way. I'm sorry about that. I'm booing the number. Yeah, you're right. Oh, dude, I get sniped all the time. But I mean, I'm just the messenger. Let's see what is the answer to this one. Let's find it. What is that? Question four, answer four. It's 895. Yeah, that's what I guessed. Yeah. Which actually, see, that's not as egregious as the other one, but it is a Jag, dude. And here's what I keep saying. This is another thing you won't hear often. So everyone else posts, they post record dealer profits. Yeah, but I'm saying this. I'm saying, wait a minute. Record dealer profits, but you still can't pay the transporter more. So what do you talk, dude? What? Why? If you got record dealer profits, why can't you afford to pay the transport more? That makes no sense, man. Ask the dealer, how do you expect me to do that? Sounds like you have a big problem. Tell me some more. Yeah, thanks, Rich. Thank you, Rich. Yeah, no. And this is actually a problem we have, is that we don't have, people can get real vocal about some of those regular problems, like the weather and stuff. But when it comes to this, like, putting into business terms how you would. All right. Question five. If you couldn't make it to Tampa this week, there's another digital dealer conference and expo in Las Vegas from October 11th to 13th. Oh, is that true or false? Huh. Good one, Larry. That's a good question. Anybody want to take a shot at this? If you couldn't make it to Tampa this week, there's another digital dealer in Vegas in October. No? Okay. It would set the bar too high. Yeah, Ty's been talking to dealers. All right. Well, I can tell you right now, there you go. Rich has the answer. It's true. It's true. There is another digital dealer in Vegas, October 11th through 13th. If you want to find out more about it, hey, send in us questions. Send questions in to us, and we will give them to Ty because Ty's going to be there and he's going to be talking to dealers again. And we'll get this train a rolling. We will find a way to communicate. Ooh, that sounds like a mug. All right, Larry. Well, thank you so much. Well, listen, I don't even have my ELD punch with me, but I'm still going to take a quick break. So do me a favor, stick around because right after this, we're going to go into industry news part two. Stick around.
If we can capture pictures of the car in under 10 seconds, and you can capture more of them per minute, well, then you're going to have more of those online, and you're going to have more buyers seeing them sooner, and that's going to equate to more revenue.
Are you completely stressed out from all the calls and the contracts and the verification of loads when nobody answers the phone? Call Murphy Auto Dispatch Services today. Murphy Auto Dispatch Services has over 15 years of experience in the transport industry. We are your office while you are on the road. We book, we verify, and we bill out your loads for you. We have an excellent accounting staff and an even better dispatch team. Give us a call today at 417-273-0021. Or if you want to email me, it's murphyautotransport31@yahoo.com. Give us a call today.
So you need help staying loaded or moving a car? That's the voice of Sue. She is a fully licensed broker. She runs a busy dispatch office. She's my co-host on Thursdays on Dispatching Live, which we're taking the day off Thursday. We're going to go live again at Digital Dealer tomorrow. So again, this is all about Digital Dealer. Here we go. Industry news part two. Big news. This happened today. Arizona-based Carvana laying off 2,500 employees. There it is. It's right there. So what does this mean? And these are people, man. I mean, that's 2,500 people, right? And this company has been growing like crazy. There's, you know, lots of speculation about whether or not it's a good idea, whether it will succeed. Somebody has to lead the charge. And I mean, it's, you know, Carvana, that's 12% of its workforce, 2,500 employees. That's a lot of people. Layoffs will mostly affect those in operational positions. They have 30 vending machines, by the way. So I'm guessing there's some, vending machine folks and logistics, maybe lots of single car hauler folks. I wish the burden were shared more evenly across the company, says the CEO, but our operations teams have grown the most over the last several months and are therefore furthest out of balance with the sales that we're seeing, right? Because sales are arcing back down, lots of competition online. The CEO cites inflation, rising interest rates, supply chain disruption as factors in the layoffs. Those being laid off will receive 4 weeks' pay plus one for every year they've been with Carvana. And yeah, there it is, 30 vending machines. So, you know, the speculation will be rampant. This was posted on LinkedIn. 10 years from now, a business analyst in an MBA course will analyze the Carvana failure to buy CarOffer instead of purchasing ADESA. CarOffer being digital wholesale, ADESA being physical wholesale. Those of us that when we heard, and if you're just catching up, no problem at all. We're happy to be your source. But I still believe Carvana buying ADESA makes a lot of sense. In fact, Carvana buying ADESA has some folks kind of rattled about where they're going to continue buying their inventory. Here's interesting news. At the IARA in August, the CEO of Carvana will be there with the keynote. Lots going to happen before then, too. Wow. I mean, that's 3 months away. Also, the closing keynote will be Kristen Slanina of Park My Fleet. That's going to be in Nashville. Ask us about IARA Summer Roundtable. It's not even our next show. Next, in June, we got NIADA in Vegas. But there it is. Carvana CEO keynote at IARA. And yeah, find out more about how IA auction, right? From auto haulers to digital dealers, back to the auction, ATI, we're everywhere. And we know you don't have time. We want to help you stay in touch and ask questions. How about Rivian stock plunging as the IPO lockup expires, allowing Ford Amazon to sell their shares? Few on Wall Street expect Amazon to lighten its position, but Ford, different story. It owns 11.4% of Rivian. So, right, I mean, that's the question. Rivian has been like Rivian this, Rivian that, love, 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 which, you know, always double-edged sword, that kind of stuff. Shares of Rivian Automotive plunged 21%. The stock had already collapsed 82% from its November high until Friday last week. Now the focus turns to the company's two most prominent corporate backers, Amazon and Ford. And whether they'll reduce their stakes. Well, Ford is like, yep. Ford is folding on it. Amazon's still bullish, I think. Ford selling 8 million Rivian shares. Taking a bath. But, you know, you got to know when to hold them and know when to fold them. So here come the short sellers. Hashtag Rivian plunges 15% after lockup expiration. Hashtag short interest is 60.8 million. You know who loves to talk about short in the live chat? Where you at, Ty? Ty's the one that shares this stuff with me. That's how it makes the news. I don't follow it. But I love Ty. Thank you. Thank you, Ty, for asking the hard question. Because, again, it's been a Rivian party. $1.5 billion incentive packages, and that's recent, but they're taking a $7.6 billion loss. What is going on? What is happening? What's really happening? Well, here's a quote of the week. This is from Stellantis CEO. What is clear is that electrification is a technology chosen by politicians, not by the industry. I'm reading that. That I'm reading a quote from the Stellantis CEO, Carlos Tavares. There you go. Thanks for playing. Thanks, everybody, for saying hello in the live chat. Yeah. Well, guessing the ops peeps to Cimarroles as the Odessa auction. I was wondering that, too. I was thinking that, too. I mean, that's the thing is the musical chair. After, you know, everybody knows this. After a merger, it's musical chairs, man. And it's usually the noobs that the new, not the noobs. That's terrible, Jay. It's the folks that have been acquired that I think usually lose their position. But who knows in this case? I don't know. We are nowhere near the bottom, says the top economist, as the global markets crater. Look at this. This is from today. Netflix is down. Dude, Netflix is down. When's the last time Netflix was down? Uber, Facebook, Amazon, Disney, Tesla, Google. Jeez. Plunge. And we're, and as, what was that? We're nowhere near the bottom. Which, this is not to be celebrated, but it's news, right? Take it for what it is. Is it real? Here's some good live speculation. How does anyone trust ACV auction CRs? Everything is up for grabs. Yep. Thank you. Thanks for that, Ty. Hashtag short. Many early Ford F-150 Lightnings meant for commercial buyers. You read this? 1 in 5 F-150 Lightnings are for commercial buyers. That's where we're at. That's where we're at on this inventory merry-go-round. It's not first come, first serve. It's first, I'm not sure really. Vroom has named a new CEO. Gosh. Carvana's like, phew. Yeah, man. Look at these guys, right? Why? Every time there's a new CEO, you got to wonder why. What's going on? Vroom CEO Paul Hennessy has stepped down to pursue other opportunities. To pursue other opportunities. Interesting. Replacing him is Tom Short, who was previously the COO. And this is immediately. Okay. Well, those other opportunities cannot wait. Okay. It's not fun news, but, you know. It's news, man. It's happening, dude. Vroom. Oh, is this why Vroom customers are highly unsatisfied with retailing experience? This is, yeah. Wow, look at that. 1 star? Wow. That's not good. 5,000 complaints closed in the last 3 years. Yikes. And 4,000 were in the last 12 months. Ow, what happened, dude? Online automotive retailer Vroom is facing scrutiny from thousands of customers unsatisfied with the company's business practices. Legal action has now been taken by Texas Attorney General. Customers say they purchase vehicles through Vroom because it advertises buy your next ride entirely online, but the experience has been stressful. Many have hit snags when trying to get their vehicle registration, or cars were delivered damaged. Smith said the only way to reach the company is via telephone, adding they have a system set up where you talk to somebody who's obviously looking at a computer screen. All they can tell you is what they see on the screen. He also said the representatives would not forward customers to anyone from management. I hate that. Vroom is an F from the Better Business Bureau, currently over 5,000 complaints. Wow. And 2 weeks ago, State of Texas filed a deceptive trade practice lawsuit against Vroom. It's not good. Yeah, well, the titling, see, you know, entitling and registration. It may be a snoozer topic, but man, it's crucial. It's very important. And it's not simple. Not by a long shot. Lucid's raising prices on new vehicles. That's never good. Hopefully those are not on the ones that are pre-ordered. They delivered 360 new vehicles in Q1. 360. Yep. Slow start. Price is going up too. Nice vehicle. Looks nice. Haven't driven one. Ooh, $598 million operating loss. Ouch. That sucks too. Some BMWs shipping without Android Auto CarPlay amid chip shortage. Yep, you're seeing this everywhere. Which makes you wonder how that... What effect will that have? Shipping cars without the chips that were expected. I mean, you know, as Ty and I were talking about, I mean, you couldn't add 5 miles to a new vehicle. You're right. Well, the transporter got, you know, would get whacked for adding 10 miles, and now they're shipping cars without some of the advertised functionality. Crazy, man. Boy, things have changed. Congratulations to Southeast Toyota on their upcoming relocation expansion vehicle processing in Jacksonville. What's up, Candy? Jacksonville. Shout out to Jacksonville. And dealers, yes, are making profits now on very high mileage used vehicles. Look at that. Reconditioning front and center. Thank you, Rapid Recon. It's going to be really relevant next week when we have a conversation with Rapid Recon. They're selling cars with 150,000 miles and beyond. Dang. When's the last time a dealer talked about cars with 150,000 miles? And everybody's talking about Tekion. You hear about Tekion? Tekion this and Tekion that. Stay tuned. We're going to keep learning more about Tekion. I couldn't find any recent news, but apparently Tekion is the stuff. DHL is back in the news. Ford. Now, this is European news. This is on Automotive Logistics based out of London. Ford signs up DHL for fleet services. DHL Inside Track secured a multi-year contract with Ford Fleet Management to organize preparation and transport of leased vehicles in the UK. Now, that may not be interesting to you here on this side of the pond, but hey, wait a minute. In October of 2020, DHL was saying they're going to be an exclusive collaboration with Mannheim for more efficient transportation. Gosh, where have I heard more efficient transportation lately? What is that? Toyota Project ETA? Still, I don't have any news on that. I don't have any news on this. I don't have any news on that. Beware. Every time somebody says they've got the perfect solution for transportation, crickets. All right. Now, this one. So we're almost done in the news. Volvo Autonomous Solutions, Autonomous Transport Solution. What is this? Volvo Autonomous Solutions, a Volvo Group company introduced today that will offer a new hub-to-hub autonomous transport solution designed to serve shippers, carriers, logistics service providers, and freight brokers. What are they talking about? Autonomous Transport Solution. I don't know, man. Well, we're going to find out what Volvo's working on. What are they cooking up? By the way, this is crazy. Tesla, an in-house supercomputer technology, is being developed, says an ex-engineer. And so they're suing him. What happened here? Okay, Tesla sued a former engineer claiming he illegally transferred confidential info on its supercomputer technology. What is this, Skynet? To its own computer, turned over a dummy laptop for inspection to cover up his theft. Tesla's developing, he says, allegedly, Tesla's developing an in-house supercomputer dubbed Project Dojo to deal with massive amounts of data. This actually makes sense, including video from Tesla cars, using it to create autonomous driving software, which we know exists. Alexander Yatskov was hired in January as a thermal engineer to help design cooling systems for the computer. That would make sense, too, which generate a lot of heat, Tesla said in the complaint. Okay, so that part's true. So I think everything's true. I think everything, allegedly everything I'm reading is true. Tesla accused Yatskov of lying on his resume. So now this, I don't know about this. This sounds like the kind of breadcrumbs that you know. he lied on his resume and breached a non-disclosure agreement. Now that part is probably true. Okay. Anyways, so you can look up. Well, I couldn't look it up. I don't know if it's confidential. Probably it's confident. Tesla versus Yatskov in California, U.S. District. That's no fun. It's like the Edward Snowden of automotive. Just wanted to share, I got this, ATI, Auto Transport, got some stats. Thanks, everybody, for your support and for tuning in. Really do appreciate it. Text Ty, let him know you're looking for help, you're looking for info, you want to know more about the trade shows. If you miss the show, you can always get the podcast. Thank you for listening. It is ATI Auto Transport. Look for our name. We are usually four times a week. This is going to be a weird May's going to be strange. June could be strange, too. That's all right. We're growing. We're changing. We're adapting. But I am going to get to the Auto Transport 22. Those 22 companies that I've identified that we just got to keep an eye on. And this thing is squirrely, man. The news changes so fast. But I think the 22 companies, I think I got it locked in. So hopefully I'm going to do that show. Could be later this month. It is the Car Shipping Business Channel. My name is Jay. And Ty, get ready, buddy, because we're going to bring you in. We're going to hang out for 20, 30 minutes. I don't know if we're going to be partying or what we're going to be doing, but we're going to go live with Ty. So do me a favor, stick around because we'll be right back after this.
Is your current vehicle imaging process producing inconsistent images? Frustrating? Time-consuming? At the mercy of another vendor's schedule? Well, it doesn't have to be. Black Widow Imaging provides a simple system to capture high-quality images of your vehicles in seconds. Simply align the driver's side tire with the floor stripe. Stop on the floor plate to scan your vehicle code and capture the exterior images. It's that easy. It's also equipped with an interactive 360-degree interior camera option so your customers don't miss any details. The results are fast, consistent 4K images that are delivered to your website in minutes. Let us show you how easy your imaging process can be anywhere in the global supply chain. Visit blackwidowimaging.com to schedule a live demo.
Go ahead and capture more automotive business profit with Black Widow Imaging high-resolution 4K images for OEMs, auctions, dealers, rail, port, fleet, insurance, transportation, and more. Schedule your live demo, blackwidowimaging.com. And we know from our live coverage today at Digital Dealer that imaging, oh my gosh, we saw some really cool 360 video imaging. That imaging technology is a big deal for the dealers. When it comes to not only wholesale, right, for them when they're acquiring inventory, for retail especially, that merchandising, since, you know, as buyers, when we buy, oh, there we go. Yeah, I can see Ty. Okay, good job, Ty. Ty is tuning in now, is getting everything ready. But when we are, right, we're as consumers, we're so, like, I bought a cup of coffee online today. And it was ready to go when I just went there and picked it up. It was sitting on the counter ready to go. So, like, obviously everybody knows this or knows a version of it, but everything's changed with the merchandising through online purchasing that's changing everything. So how does that apply to auto transport? Hey, what's going on? Tri-State Specialized Transport out of Reading, PA. Well, listen, man, thank you for saying hello and putting that information in the live chat. That's awesome. Really do appreciate it. Everyday people aren't used to online purchases right here, right now. It means nothing until the systems from state to state talk to each other. Yeah. I've seen some headlines. The dealers are seriously looking for some standardization among title and registration, some kind of help to take it from this paper-based. Right. Think of like bills of lading. When you pick up and deliver a car, it was. Are you going to join us, Ty? Ty's ready to go. Oh, here we go. Oh, okay, here we go. All right, okay, here we go. All right, we're live with Ty. Ladies and gentlemen, man of the hour. Hopefully you can hear that drum roll. Thank you so much for taking the time. Here he is. It's Ty, and the blood is pumping. Take it away, Ty. What's going on, buddy? Oh, wait. Now I can hear you. Yeah, I can hear you. Yeah, go ahead.
Can you hear me okay? Yeah, just as long as you can see the blood pumping. Yeah, that's what's happening here at the auto into Jason Rice, my man.
Thank you guys for saying hello.
Right there.
Oh, Jason Rice.
You see Jason?
Jason Rice. There he is. What's up, Jason? Yeah.
There he is, Jason Rice. It's completely unexpected, by the way. I'm out here way in the lobby. We're doing live here, buddy.
Jason.
Everywhere. We talk about you all the time.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
I'm sorry I couldn't make the last one.
No, absolutely. Not a problem.
Hey, what's up, Jason?
You got here. I just saw you today.
Yeah, I just got in like at 2 o'clock.
2 o'clock. So you'll be here tomorrow?
No.
No.
Well, I'm going to be maybe in the morning, but I'm going to David Villa, who IPD Media, who does the advertising company.
Yeah.
So I'm doing it. He does a Now mastermind event.
Oh,
so
okay.
He's got dealers and vendors there, so I'll be there tomorrow.
Okay. So I know you don't.
That's what I flew in for. That's why I didn't show up for digital dealers.
Oh, okay. Good. Well, I was at, Jay, where was I when I, Auto Intelligence Summit.
Oh, yeah.
And I gave away a book, your book, to Erica with Carfax.
That was awesome.
And I got a picture. And she knows you. Apparently, she's worked with you somewhere.
Okay.
Erica, really nice lady. Anyway, point is, I still have two. I carry them with me. I'm going to give, I've got mine, and I'm going to give two away.
Two more.
Yeah. So I'm pretty excited.
So what are you guys doing live for?
It's too loud in there. It's Tuesday night. We go live every Tuesday night.
Okay.
Auto Transport Intel. And then we talk about.
I love it. He can't hear
me. He can't
hear
him. He's in my ear. No, he
seems getting excited, though.
Yeah, he's so excited.
But he said, why do you guys go live right now? Right.
Why do we go live right now? That's what Jay said. Why? Because we're transport guys, and this is really important. It really is.
Yeah.
People don't know it. Things are changing. By the way, Jay, I know we skipped the intro, but I talk to every dealer I can find. Do you go to an auction and buy cars anymore?
No.
I finally found one. He's in north of San Antonio. He actually goes to an auction and buys cars. One out of, I know I've talked to 50. So when sourcing inventory, this is where Jason, by the way.
That comes into play, right? Because you usually go to the auction and deal with people at the auction. Now you deal with transport people.
Transport people and the individual. So as a dealer, I mean, the amount of money a dealer saves by not buying a car at an auction is ridiculous. Am I right?
Oh, yeah. It's ACV. Auctions, but yeah.
Hey, by the way, do you see this, Jay? I'm not. They don't pay me to wear this T-shirt. I just thought I would. Yeah. Everybody knows me. But
Well, there's all kinds.
By the way, everybody knows you.
Actually.
Do you know that? I swear they do. Everybody knows Jason Rice. I'm like, yeah, I know Jason Rice. Oh, they love Jason Rice and what you're doing for the dealer industry, right? And so, getting dealers to keep an eye on their inventory, don't let it age, right? That's important.
Sure. Oh, yeah. But again, our biggest Achilles heel as we get dealers' volume up, feeding the beast is the next big problem. Finding and resourcing cars, transporting them, servicing, getting them out of service fast enough. It's usually buying and transporting that's causing the biggest problem because they can't control that. Right.
What? Yeah.
Can't control
that
the guy,
drives the dealer crazy, right?
Into the gate, you know, the late gates lock. Yeah. Whatever the problems are that the guy says he has, getting the car to you, they can control it once it gets to their lot, other than parts holds or something. But at least they know what's happening. Between buying it and transporting it, that's out of their hands. So I like what you guys are doing because again, it connects those dots. At least some information or some sympathy behind it. Hey guys, you got to realize when we get there, the doors are locked, the gates, I'm there ready. I call them, no one's answering. I wait till the morning and hope somebody's there. Right. You know?
So I just dropped it off on the curb and put the keys on the bush.
Yeah.
I mean, that happens too. That doesn't help anybody, but the reality
of cars there.
Yeah. And that's what I love about what we're doing. Honestly, is we don't have the answer, but when was the last time a guy showed up in transport and said, I know I suck. Can I help you?
Yeah, I see that in a little reflection of what we did through COVID, because as COVID and things were shutting down, dealers couldn't get in their dealership. They didn't know what to do. And I said, hey, guys, at least get on our weekly calls. And as we're talking to other dealers throughout the country, we can at least fill you in. We can't help you. We don't know, you know.
Yeah.
But at least fill you in.
You got a contact.
Yeah. At least you can say, well, that dealer's dealing with it. So you're not the only one. You know. So it's good that you guys are doing this because, again, it's disconnect in the industry.
They're that all no one really
understands.
Huge. But Jason, you're amazing. And I mean that. We've got a lot of respect for you.
Thank you, Jason. Thank you so much.
Thanks,
awesome.
Buddy. We'll see you.
Man, great stuff. Well, and you know what's neat? That was totally unplanned. I don't know how you got Jason Rice just now, because he's a busy guy, and he works in the dealer world. And it's obviously so the party is through those doors? Is that where it is?
Yeah, and it's back around the corner. And the reason that I'm out here, A, lighting, B, I'll be happy to take you guys through just to give you a glimpse of like what happens at these conferences, but I promise you, just hit your mute button, okay? Because it is so loud in the engagement, right? I mean, these people, here's what's funny, okay? You remember our friend Tom Klein?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
I'm Tom sitting Klein's there talking cool. to an anomaly, okay? This guy, Josh, I wish I could find Josh. I really do. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Good. Yeah.
So I wish I could find Josh because here's what I figured out. Josh is somewhere around the San Antonio area. He's a Chevy dealer.
Okay.
Josh has new Chevys and plenty of used cars. And get this, Josh goes to the auction. Still, he sends buyers. But, okay, the reason I'm pointing this out is because I've talked to a ton of dealers at this conference. And the question, you know me, when was the last time you went to an auction? So far, the shortest year's time is 2 years. So what happened 2 years ago? COVID. What happened when COVID happened? Everybody shut down the auction. So the guys that I ask, hey, when was the last time you went to an auction? And they say 2 years ago. Okay, we know why. So what are you doing now? Well, I don't go to auctions anymore.
Yeah,
how's that working out?
All right, good. So yeah, so they're not going to auctions. How is that working out? Do they say? It's fine. It's
yeah,
working
they do.
Fine?
They do. I've got the most incredible feedback.
Because they're reporting record dealer profits, right?
Reporting record dealer profits. However,
inventory problems.
The dealer. Inventory problems, but that's not even the beginning of the problems.
Okay.
And nobody wants to talk about this, and that's why we're here. Okay.
Yeah, I know. Right.
This is why we talk about it, because there's a problem. Okay, it's fine if the industry is going to shift to I have to buy to fill my lot with inventory, I have to buy from 15 different states.
Right.
Okay, great. Good job, buddy. You like that? No, I hate it. Okay, well, that's too bad. So how do you get those cars moved back from... Okay. I could...
No, well, here. No, I'm glad. I love it. Okay, now, good. So check this out. Silverman, our buddy. Thank you, Silverman. Always in the live chat asking the really good questions, and that's what we do here. The disconnect between a carrier and a dealer is money. As in the dealer is cheap and doesn't want to pay the carrier's price. Now that brings us to Central Dispatch. If you're on Central Dispatch, it's always going to be rock bottom pricing. Tell me I'm wrong.
Yeah. Well, and this is, so Fast Eddie, he's right. On one hand, he's wrong on the other. This is just my opinion. I'm not the expert. But my personal experience is when I have a relationship with that dealer and that dealer calls me to go get his cars over there that he bought last week, the week before, and the week before, and the week before, same place. The more I service that guy, the more I take care of him and meet his need, which is I just want my car now. Now we have this open relationship and we're able to talk about rates, right? I just need more money. That's it, period. Okay, great. Now, there's a different conversation and a different dynamic that goes along with what is happening now. Okay, now is in 2 years. So there's a shift. I have to buy a car online. I have to use a transport company I don't know, and I have to use a load board that I've never used. Okay, now I'm talking to you in the perspective of a dealer. These are the guys that I'm talking to back over here, right? I'm talking to them for 2 days, and all I do is I say, how's that working out for you? So, well, it was okay because I figured out how to buy the cars online. I figured out the CR, condition reports, are not accurate. And I figured out minimum every car I buy, just go ahead and pack it $1,000 because the condition report is wrong. Okay, number one. All right, now number two. I can't go to the place I always used to go and buy the cars. So now I have to go everywhere else online and I have to buy them. And then I have to get them home. How do I get them home? Okay, this is a car dealer, and this is why I get really just like, what? Since when did a car dealer who sells car become a broker, right? That's what we're talking about. Do you understand that, Jay?
Yeah, I do.
Does a car dealer have time to become a broker? The better part is that the car dealer doesn't have to have a broker's license, doesn't have to follow any of the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration rules. He can just buy $140, $150, whatever the price is, to subscribe to Central Dispatch and put his cars on a load board for a rate, a dollar amount. You follow me?
I do. And if you ask, this is what makes it so complicated. Because if you ask a dealer, would you rather post loads on Central or have a guy or a gal to call? What's the answer?
Number two, B, A, B.
All day long.
Just here, Ty, take care of it. I need it done. Goodbye. Calls me at 2 a.m. And he says, hey, did you get that taken care of? And I answer my phone at 2 a.m. Okay. This is transport. I'm telling you guys, look, you want to go to load board. You want to go to, okay, fine. We're here. Just so you know, you guys that want to get rich off your load board, we're here. It is real. Okay, it's real.
All right, so we're in our final moments. Show us the party.
We're gonna everybody hit the mute button.
Okay, here we go.
Hey, and by the way, Jay, you and I can have this conversation. We should have this conversation. This has been an incredible learning experience for ATI. ATI. Wow. We have learned incredible amounts of everything.
Yeah.
And things are changing. It's real, right? You got to get your picture before you can go in.
Dude, you have to get a photo before you go in, yo.
Huh?
You have to get a photo before you go in, yo.
Yeah, this is the new one. You have to have the photo before you can go in.
I love it.
No joke. You're real. Okay, can you hear me?
I can hear you. I can see you.
All right. I'm just going to take you in. We're just going to say hi, and we're going to come right back
out. Look at these guys. This is great, man. This is awesome. We're going to make this brief because the thing is, when you catch people live partying,
I don't want to go in. It'll be weird.
So we got a taste for it. We know what's happening, and at the same time, so we're here, talking business, partying, meeting people. And I'm probably yelling. Yeah. I'm probably screaming.
Yeah, I'm yelling too. Everybody's yelling. Everybody's screaming. To yell.
Yeah. No, hey, Silverman, okay, I mentioned the logo.
You can see right here.
There's a reason.
Can you see any of that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. What's happening over there? Oh, is that the digital dealer? Digital American Social? Is that what it is? That looks like a lot of people.
Yeah.
Yeah. And a lot of plants. That's a lot of plants.
Yeah, so watch this.
To muffle the sound, probably. It's right outside the convention center. Oh, man, that's awesome, dude. Thank you. Yeah. Yeah, Tampa, dude. Is that Tampa Bay? Uh-oh, internet connection unstable. We might lose Ty. Oh, there he is.
Yeah, really cool. So,
yeah, that's awesome, dude. Yeah,
that's nice. Where the party's at, in there.
Big time. That's great. That's great. So, all right. In a final nutshell, right? So you network, you learn, you network, you party. Is it worth it?
Yeah. Oh gosh. Yeah. Well, here's it. Wait. Time out. Time out. Here's. Is it worth it?
Is it worth
it? Let's bring it back to reality. Reality. I'm a guy. I've got one truck. I've got 20 trucks. I've got 100 trucks. Do I have time to go to the conference? Do I care about the conference? Do I need to spend any money to get to the conference? Right? Those are questions that are normal, fair.
Yeah.
And here's what I'm going to tell you. No, you don't need to. You know why? You've got Ty and Jay. Okay. Can you become a member? Sure. Can you make it work? Yeah. But 417-483-2764. Dealers, auctions, carriers, OEMs, it doesn't matter. Right? I mean, I'm telling you, what Jay and I do behind the scenes that you guys never know about, what Jay and I are doing for ATI, for our community, is mind-bending. Okay? I just got back from AHA last week. We're going to have a show. We're going to talk about the top five things Ty learned from AHA. I get to speak, by the way. I get to stand in front of the guys who have been my idols for the last, I don't know how many years. I mean, big guys, Centurion, Proficient, Midwestern, United Road. Keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going. Those guys, I got to stand in there. I've never had a new car contract. Did you know that, Jay? Never. I don't know why I am in front of him.
Actually, I did know that you hauled used, and there's plenty of new guys that don't haul any used. Well, they do now.
Well, so things are changing, right? So here's a good one for you. I want everybody to think about this tomorrow, next week, and next month. Will OEMs go back to what I've decided to call mass manufacturing? Are OEMs going to go back to mass manufacturing? This is really important topic. And you're like, Ty, I don't care. I just need to pay my insurance, my truck payment. Fuel's too high. I can't make it. I need help. What do I do? If your fuel's too high, insurance too high, and you've got a problem that right now, and I'm not trying to be a jerk at all, try to sell quick. Get rid of everything you can. The next 3 to 6 months, I'll go ahead and call it. I'm the guy that says crazy stuff. The next 3 to 6 months is going to be weird. Maybe even bad. I don't know. But where I'm going is I'm saying, yeah. If you're struggling
weird
now.
And bad. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you're struggling now, what? If you're struggling now.
If you don't have your own customers, if you don't have your own, just, I feel so bad saying this stuff, but
all right, just
now
do
may
it.
Be a good time to exit. Yeah. Yeah. Now may be a good time to
okay,
exit.
Okay, yeah, okay. Well, I'll tell you what. All right, here, I'll tell you what. I'll take a segue then. I'm going to grab the live chat and segue and say this. I see you, Silverman. I hear you, Silverman, and I don't disagree, honestly. But who's your customer? It comes back to, who's your customer and where'd you get that idea? Because if the idea is, and I said Central Dispatch, if the idea is to live off Central every day and we see the rates, even with fuel prices, insurance, and everything else, and the rates aren't catching up to what you need to run a business, then you don't have a business strategy. And if it's not the dealers, is it the auctions? Is it the consigners? Is it the relocation, salvage yards? You're going to have to, well, that's great. You're going to have to make a relationship with somebody if you're going to continue as a successful business. Ty.
No, you just said it. Okay, so I'm glad you said it, not me. Because that's what I'm trying to tell everybody. Hey, if you're struggling and you really want to try to make it, now's a good time to call me. I'm here. I have guys that have cars to move and they are desperate for carriers. I have guys in my back pocket who are desperate for drivers. I can put you somewhere for you to make it. And I know that sounds stupid. Like, dude, what are you talking about? I'm just telling you, look at the economy. Look at the stock market. Look at Carvana. Look at Jay's Info Highway. Look at the price of fuel. Look at inflation. Look at all these things. If you don't have a reserve right now, and you're really struggling, and dude, I've been there. I promise you, on a stack of Bibles, I've bought and sold and owned so many car haulers. I promise you, I understand. I'm not being a dick.
And Silverman, this is real. And Silverman, I love what you're putting in the live chat, because we need your help to create more messaging to put out there about, listen, Silverman says, I can't go to Texas Roadhouse and get a steak for $10.99. I can't buy a gallon of gas for $1.99. Nowhere can I go for a discount. We need to flood, you know, just like we see the electrification and the EV and all this great stuff that's so great and it's awesome and incredible, and it's covering social media. Help us cover social media with the truth about transportation. Help us. We're here every Tuesday night. You see Dispatching Live? That show's insane. So we're not shutting up about it.
No.
But we need your help to continue saying the things we're saying.
Well, and here's where I've been saying this for sure. You would know probably better than anybody, but I think I've been saying this for about 3 to 6 months. It's a grassroots movement that is going to save this industry. Transport. Grassroots. Yeah. What? What?
Yeah, right? Grassroots,
now,
man.
Here's what I'm telling right you. I'm telling you, if you don't have a relationship with somebody, okay? What do you mean, somebody? Dealer? Yeah, that's best. Broker? That's okay. Load board? Good luck. ATI? Best, right? They have a relationship with ATI. Jay, do you know how many calls I get? Just random calls? A lot. Do you know? 417, call me. 417.
You know what? I just figured out. 2764. You know why Silverman is vocal? Because Silverman has a business. It's kind of like our buddy Ron.
Yeah.
You know what? It's the people we don't hear from that are the ones in the most in trouble.
Could be. Yeah.
Could be. I mean, there's going to be, you know, it's probably shaped like a sand dial. Anyway, but the point is Silverman is vocal because Silverman is fine. That's going to be my guess. Speculation.
Well, Silverman. Yeah. I like Silverman. And here's the thing. Silverman's smart. He watches, he pays attention. Ron, we have an audience here, by the way, that is not everybody. I mean, dude, we have an amazing audience. What?
Silverman says his relationship is with his bank account.
There you go.
Well, and you know, as crazy as Ty is, he follows the shorts and all that stuff. If I want to know about Super Stunk, all I got to do is call 417-483-2764.
Yeah. Here's the thing, guys. I my son that I love with all my heart. I love my son. I don't know what it is about. I have two daughters and a son. I love my son. And my son for the last month has said, Dad, would you stop being so negative? I have never heard you be negative, Dad. I said, dude, I'm not being negative. I'm just, this is real. He said, okay, Dad, that's fine. But what's the solution? Give somebody some hope. If you're going to say the world's coming to an end in 3 to 6 months, at least give somebody some hope. What's the hope? Here's the hope. He really has. It's bothered me that he said that. It's bothered me. I have to think about it. Blah, 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 blah. Generational thing, all these things. But he's right. Did you just hear that? I just said my son, who's 24, 23, 25, I don't know. He's right. It's great that you and Jay can talk about the end of the world, but exactly what is our hope here? What are we going to do? What's the solution? What's the answer, Jay? Right? Here's the answer. Get to know somebody quick. Make them your friend fast. If you have excess debt that you don't need, get rid of it. If you have stuff laying around you don't use, get rid of it. Pile up some cash. Hurry up. And then stay tight with those relationships, individually and business. This, I'm telling you guys, this is
whoa.
This is important.
I think I just went. I just bought some extra seeds, iodine, and camping equipment. So
well, don't forget the ivermectin.
You know what?
And the hydroxychloroquine.
I believe I will probably forget the ivermectin and the hydrochloroquine.
Don't forget the ivermectin that cures cancer.
Oh, okay. So that's a totally different
show. And I'm a doctor on the weekends.
Yeah, that's our Sunday show. All right, well, listen, man. Yeah. We may end up having one from underneath the ground. All right, so listen, man. This has been fun. I love catching up with you. So, all right, so I'm going to see you. Check this out. We're going live
tomorrow morning.
In
tomorrow
12
morning is
hours.
Gonna be good.
We're going live in 12 hours.
Yeah.
Because we're going to catch Tim Cox. I wanted to see, is he the founder? Let me look him up on LinkedIn real quick.
Check it out.
Tim Cox, he is the co-founder of Car Now, and he's going to join us live in about 12 hours. So if you haven't had enough of ATI and Digital Dealer and Dealer This and Dealer That.
And Trade Show.
Silverman's going to be get up, you know, early. Probably gets up early anyways. And Silverman can't wait to tune in tomorrow on ATI for Tim McCoy. Okay, allegedly. All right, now we're just having fun.
Speculation.
Speculation line. That's definitely speculation line.
Now, here's the thing. They're really good people. They're bad people, too, by the way. Just so you know, there are bad people. Jay and I spend a ridiculous amount of time trying to associate ourselves with really good people that we really believe in, okay? Just so you know that. But they're really good people who are genuinely trying to figure out how to make transportation better. That's true.
That is correct. And that is correct, yeah.
I know sometimes Jay and I are like kind of borderline scary for you guys, and we're not trying to be. Things will get better at some point. I don't know when. But the reality of it is we do really care.
We
are here for you.
Absolutely, we care.
We're trying to figure it out just like you.
Really. And I love, man, Silverman is just laying it down. I love that. Silverman says, my point is that dealers have this business model to beat up the carrier for their profits. And if you beat up the carriers for $20 over time, you're talking thousands. And I'm right there with you, Silverman, because there are companies I can't bear to name that we dance around their names on Dispatching Live. And it's not just the dealers, by golly. There is plenty of beating up to go around, and we're not going to stop talking about it.
No. Well, I missed most of the information highway. I'm going to go back and watch it because there's some big news about Carvana.
Oh, the Carvana stuff is crazy. And it's neat that Brian Riker was emailing. I had other people emailing me, and we'll be following up with that. So. And it's not the end. It's not the end of the road. It's just a chapter in the book. I'm positive of that.
Oh yeah, me too.
It's just a chapter.
Well, thank you, everybody. We really appreciate you. I know Jay and I both. We talk about everybody in this, not just the live chat, but our emails, our ecosystem, the people that we hang out with. You really do mean a lot to us, and I mean that. You're invaluable, and we want to help. That's it.
We do. And so, I mean, and we know we get like one, we're like one at a time. We're like a fisher of men, right?
Yeah.
We just got JV1103, like loving it. Auto Transport, everything. Loved our show today. We'll take, if we get one super fan per show, that would explain why we're at about 20 views. So there you go.
Hey. Well, tune in for the 5 things Ty learned at AHA.
Yes.
I'm working on that.
Okay, good. Work on that because that will be a great show. Awesome. I want to see that show.
Thanks,
cool,
Jay.
Buddy,
thanks,
man. Thank you so much.
Thanks, everybody. We love you.
Thanks, dude. Enjoy the party, and we'll see you tomorrow morning, bro.
I'm going to bed, by the way.
Dude, I know. You
good
do
night.
That. I know, right?
Bye. Yeah.
All right, dude. Hey, stay safe. We'll see you soon. Thanks, buddy. Okay. And I let him go. He let me go, actually. Ty let me go. Lively live chat. We love that. Thank you so much. Really do appreciate it. Whether we are remote or in the studio or at a show, you know what ATI is up to and doing and why we're doing it. And I mean, I do want to talk to the automakers about, you know, what their new strategy is when it comes to dealer inventory and transportation. I do want to talk to physical auto auctions that have gone digital and what their strategy is with transportation. I do want to talk to dealers about what their strategy is with transportation. I want to talk to tech companies. I want to talk to insurance companies. I want to talk to equipment manufacturers, power units and trailers. I want to talk to transport business owners. I want to talk to private individuals, brokers, dispatchers, shippers, you name it. So, yes, we need to start promoting higher rates. Silver Mint, let's get in touch. Let's put an email. Okay, here's what we do. Here's what we do. We don't have to make it complicated. I like simple ideas. Here's the idea. Make a meme. Oh, I love memes. Okay. Find a meme, whether it's that yelling cat lady or whatever it is. Find a meme and add the words that will help make sense to what it is that you're trying to say. Whether it's about Central, not that button, whether you're talking about Central, whether you're talking about dealers, whether you're talking about rates, make a meme that says what you want it to say. Your rates suck and stop it, whatever it is. Make me a meme, send it to me, autotransportintel@gmail.com. And you know the first place I'll share that is on Dispatching Live. That's why autotransportintel@gmail.com. I'm putting it in the live chat. That's why Dispatching Live exists, because there is nowhere else other than Facebook where you will find such brutal truth. And here's what's cool. I don't know if Cox Automotive is reading the Facebook stuff, but a little birdie told me that what we're doing on Dispatching Live on ATI is getting to the bigger companies. It is getting there. The views don't reflect it. I don't know how it's happening, but the word is out. So, oh, here, JV, I came across your channel researching about becoming a carrier and now just launched a new brokerage. Great, because we talk about, and that's another thing that we do different. We're not isolating carriers and drivers and isolating dispatchers and isolating brokers and isolated. Forget all that. That's over, man. There's no point in being isolated in your vertical stone age. It doesn't do anything. So we want to help. Let me know how I can help. Get a message out that you think is important, because it's important. Thanks, Jay and Ty. I'm new to this business as a three-car hauler with reserves. I'm learning from you guys so much for current and future strategies. That's awesome. Thank you, Sergio at S&E Transports. What would your brother say to you about that car shipping price? There you go. There you go. More memes. You know, it's funny to me. I've seen, like, we don't want your memes. No more memes. I find that ridiculous. Maybe because there's just too much drama. I didn't share my bachelorette truck stop. Let's go ahead and bring that up. Yeah? You want to be irritated? Here, how about this? Bachelorette truck stop. Okay, this is stupid. All right? But you know why I made it? Because this is what we've had. We've had too much bachelorette truck stop. Poison roses for dispatchers. It's nonsense. Stop. Stop attacking our own industry, and let's start attacking the other verticals. Let's tell them a thing or two. Because telling the dispatcher he's illegal, he already knows you can't stand him, and then a week later you're looking for him. Makes no sense. Or the load boards, bitching about rates. Where do you get your cars? Load boards? Stop. It doesn't make any sense. It's stupid. But it's part of the ecosystem. It's something to think about. So how can we help you? Yeah, and you know what? I like that. Look at that. Candy put it in there. What makes you a great broker? Great question, because that's another thing I ask. Where'd you get that idea? If you were in a hotel and you were walking by a conference room that said, get rich being a broker, that's not a great place to get an idea, but it is a place to get an idea. And maybe that's how you got in, and then you realize, wow, this isn't like a three-step get rich program. It's not. It's like a 100-step make some money program. That's what we're talking about. And so that's why we're here talking about. Listen, I have filled enough airtime. I have talked and talked. 90-minute show. Digital Dealer Tampa 22 Live, came together. Show 241 on a Tuesday night. In between Tuesday nights, there's other shows, DOT Compliance, Dispatching Live, Cars on the Move. And tomorrow, and you know, when we're live at trade shows, it messes up the whole week, no problem. We're going to be live again in the morning at Digital Dealer Tampa Live. Check it out. Maybe this show's not for you. Which show do you want to go to? We got a whole bunch now that we've been to. This year alone, NADA, Car Conference, Auto Intel Summit, Auto Haulers Association, now Digital Dealer. Next month, we're going to be live at NIADA, which is the National Independent Automobile Dealers Association. In August, we've got IARA. And then in the fall, there's Used Car Week. There's so much stuff. Automotive Logistics, Finished Vehicle Logistics is coming up. Maybe you skip all the trade shows. What would help you and your business network and share your message? By the way, what social media are you on? Are you on LinkedIn? Are you on Facebook? Are you on TikTok? What social media posts do you see and think, that's pretty smart? Did they grow business because of that post? Or what did you see and you thought, man, I hate that message. I want to say the truth. That's where your memes come in. What's your bachelorette truck stop meme? Send it to me. I'll share it. Because this channel's real. This is the real channel. It's Transportation Conversation. My name is Jay. Thank you so much. Thank everybody in the live chat. I really do appreciate everybody showing up tonight. Thank you, Super Dispatch and Super Flow Systems, for the super chats. ACV, Super Flow Systems, Murphy Auto Transport, Black Widow Imaging. Thank you all so much. And for your support and for saying hello, let us know how we can help you. I'm Jay. That's Ty. We're back every week for more. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more Digital Dealer Tampa Live. So stay safe. Send me your memes. And we'll see you soon. Peace out, everybody. Thank you.